Yotam Ophir is an expert on media effects, persuasion, and misinformation in the topics of health, science, and politics. He says misinformation has existed since the beginning of this nation.
And it oftentimes came from the media, but more recently, of course, it was exacerbated and became much worse due to the internet and, in these days, social media.
An example of the latter came last week when President Donald Trump tweeted and shared unsubstantiated online suggestions that Buffalo activist Martin Gugino had ties to Antifa, exaggerated his fall, and was attempting to scan police equipment. The tweet was widely and sharply dismissed, but Ophir says that tweet gave what came from a lesser-known and unreliable source a widespread audience. Even established media outlets trying to discredit false information keep it alive by having to acknowledge it. Another problem is a lack of complete information during a developing crisis, such as the onset of the pandemic. Ophir says early on, even the Centers for Disease Control did not have all the answers for a public that was hungry for them, and some turned to less reliable sources for their answers. So how can you successfully quell misinformation when prominent people are sharing it and thus making it impossible to just ignore?
If that's the case, you can still counteract it. You can still try to retract the argument, but you need to do it smart. You need to first try not to repeat the misinformation if possible. So you can say, there is a rumor going around. Here are the facts, without repeating the misinformation itself. And another very important, another very useful strategy to use is to try to provide alternative explanations.
With an election months away, Ophir says misinformation will escalate. He warns that those foreign online bots who pose as our fellow Americans on social media are still alive and active. He offers numerous steps to recognize potentially dodgy information and sources and make more informed judgments. You can read more on our website, wbfo.org. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.